The Potting Bench Diaries, 17th of May 2023. This last week has been like no other, as I did something rather exciting and nerve-wracking in equal measure, but more on that at the end. And if you've been following me, then you'll likely already know what I'm talking about. But before that, let's have an update on a few things across the garden as we roll on through spring and drive head first towards early summer. A surefire sign that summer is approaching as the final few tulips begin to turn and as I look at taking them out soon to replace for summer planting. I've left some in the borders to die back, but I've decided to lift all of the tulips from the pots this year. I'll dry and keep some of them, but the majority will be composted or go in the garden waste and I'll buy fresh for next spring. For me, there are too many tulips to try and too little time to try them, so I'm keen to experiment each year. I'll likely bring back some favourites from years gone by, but I almost enjoy the finding and buying of bulbs as much as I do seeing them in bloom. Are you the same? Now that the majority of the tulips are out of the ground, there is room to play with, and it's near enough time to start planting out, starting with the dahlias. As I've mentioned before, there are 20 varieties this year across a wide colour palette in clusters across the borders. In some spaces, I'll have 6, interspersed with grasses and annuals, and in others, it'll be less, but with more of those gap-filling plants. In my mind, the borders are going to be full to the brim with plants and colour, while the pots are going to be perhaps slightly more subdued, but still brimming with life with 10 new salvias going in this year. And we found a frog. Speaking of salvias, this week I went on a behind-the-scenes visit to Middleton Nurseries in Staffordshire. Middleton are very well known for their wide range of plants, but especially for their extensive collection of salvias, which was my main reason for going. We've got around 10 salvias in the garden already, the majority of which are from Middleton. I won't go into any more detail now, but a future blog post will be coming soon, dedicated to the visit, including some photos of some very special new varieties that are here for 2023. Needless to say, this was an extremely exciting visit for me, and I can't wait to share more with you about the whole visit. And finally, the main news is that last week I had the huge pleasure of giving my first show talk at the RHS Malvern Spring Festival at the Three Counties Showground, and it couldn't have gone any better. The show, if you haven't been before, is a real highlight in the garden calendar, and it's often regarded as the first big show of the year before we swiftly follow on with Chelsea. This is my chance to say thank you to all of you that came to watch, take photos and cheer me on. What an experience, and I'll be back for more soon. You can check the events page on my website for where you can find me next, but the next stop is the Shrewsbury Flower Show in August. And in podcast news, this week's conversation is with gardener, garden designer and presenter Danny Clark, otherwise known as the Black Gardener. In this episode, Danny really opens up about his journey into the world of plants and how, for him, this is also a connection with the wider world. This is one of those conversations that I won't forget in a hurry, and I just know you're going to love it. Make sure you go back in your podcast feed to listen to that episode now. Have a great week ahead, and I'll see you again next week.